Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
There's been a lot of bad news in the news of late, but tucked in the midst of all the bad news is some good news. Namely, did you notice the article on the front page of the Times Standard last Sunday that mentioned a mother who had overcome homelessness with Betty Chin's help? Whether or not you read it, let me recount the story. A single mom named Mariah and daughter Alexandria were homeless. For the past 6 months, they have found shelter through Betty's Homeless Foundation Family Shelter. This six-month span included a lot of hard work on Mariah's part that eventually led her to find a job and finally a place to live. In Mariah's words, it feels good that we can finally have some place to call home. Perhaps you've noticed that Mariah and her daughter are not the only ones on the streets, and Eureka is not the only city with homely people meandering to and fro. Homelessness has become such a huge national problem that it has countless city fathers and mothers wringing their hands and looking for solutions. According to some, there are 500,000 people each night in America who lack a bed and pillow on which to lay their head. Given that we're the wealthiest nation on earth, these are staggering and troubling figures. There can be little doubt that homelessness has gotten worse in the past few decades. My wife and I often remark that we rarely saw a homeless person when we were growing up, perhaps partly because we lived in nice suburbs. But the combination of a housing shortage, the high cost for housing that does exist, stagnant incomes for workers, drug and alcohol abuse, and the clearing out of the hospitals for the mentally ill all have converged to produce a perfect storm for homelessness in California. But let's not wander in the direction of bad news. Betty Chin, with her tireless work ethic, unflagging commitment to the hungry and homeless, shines a very bright light on a very dark problem. Mariah and her daughter are but one of 24 families that have been placed in permanent housing since Betty opened the family shelter. Overall, families have an average stay of 95 days at the shelter. Betty often says to me, "I want it to be nice, but not too comfortable, because this is not their final destination." With her tough love, Betty often motivates the homeless to believe in themselves, get on their feet so they can move onward and upward. In yesterday's opinion page of the Times Standard, Frederick Marx wrote a My Word column titled, "Helping the Homeless Help Themselves." He cites the causes for homelessness that I mentioned earlier. Then he says, "In Eureka, Betty Kwan Chin has helped thousands of homeless people by providing food and temporary shelter. She has helped many find homes, employment, and return to productive life in society. She did this with no involvement of local or national government," end quote. Well, initially that was true. But today, Betty finds the city of Eureka, the county of Humboldt, many churches, and other agencies very enthused about her efforts because she has such a remarkable track record. Betty connects people in need to those who can help. She and her staff do not give handouts, but a hand up. Now that's good news. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.